and welcome to Hypothetically Intentional, where we ask the question, what if we set intentions with everything we do? I'm your co-host, Michelle, and today, again, we have our special guest, Healthy Boundaries Guy. Welcome, Healthy Boundaries Guy.
Welcome.
Welcome back. Let me guess, you don't want to set the intention for today either?
Well, not now.
I knew you were going to do that. So my intention for today is, it can't be the same as last week. My intention for today is to have some fun recording a podcast with the one and only Healthy Boundaries Guy. I suspect I'm going to learn something because I always do.
Well, that was my intention too.
Oh, how convenient.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Look, we're already synced. All right, so we have another. This was actually kind of fun. I posted on social media to ask if anybody had any specific healthy boundaries they wanted us to talk about on the podcast. And we have another one that says, I refuse to associate with people who only, quote unquote, believe in me. I receive this idea as not acknowledging that I have a right to my permanent limits. It is the same as people telling someone they can't do something when they want to. Telling someone they can do something doesn't take into account someone's personal awareness of themselves. It is just as dismissive and disrespectful as putting a limit on someone.
That's a lot.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to pause. I feel like, is it okay if I read it again and sort of give my kind of nuggets and then you can chime in if you want?
Yeah.
So the first sentence is, I refuse to associate with people who only, quote unquote, believe in me. That's a big sentence. Refuse to associate is big words.
I would want clarity on refuse to associate on that.
So it feels like a healthy boundary to me, but the refuse to associate feels a little bit like it might not be coming from neutral. But maybe not. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
And then it says, I receive this idea as not acknowledging that I have a right to my permanent limits. I have a hard time with absolutes. Permanent limits seems loud to me, but also I do believe there's some things, like there's just certain things I cannot and will never be able to do in this lifetime, and I accept that. So I can see if it's feeling like people are coming at this person with like super duper unrealistic expectations or invitations, and when they say no, it's not accepted, that would piss me off, and I would probably say I refuse to associate with those people too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, the refuse to associate, you know, that's, you know, everybody's got their own definitions. We ran into this last
Yeah. It's hard when you're not in person.
Yeah, because I would want to get a clarity there. Because it doesn't matter whatever he ties to it. That's what their person ties to it. So, but it's more of what that means to him. Because I get a little bit of the, I'm going to take my ball and go home scenario with that. But I refuse to associate, I'm leaving.
Because you would never use that word.
Right, that's what I mean. So it'd be interesting to see what that means to that person.
Well, and then it says it is the same as telling someone they can't do something when they want to. I do get that. Like, if you say, I want to do this thing, and someone says no, that's frustrating. If you say, I can't do this thing, and someone says, well, sure you can, that feels dismissive. Or it can feel dismissive.
Absolutely. There's a lot of this I really like.
Me too.
I would just like some clarity. There's just a few of them that I don't know. But all in all, I mean, yeah, I really do like it.
Yeah, I it's not often you think about that flip side of that perspective, right? Like when someone says, when I say I'm gonna go out on my own and get a brick and mortar and do this studio thing, and someone says, no, you can't do that. It's like, oh yeah, you want to bet? Like, I'm going to do that thing, and screw you for telling me I can't do that thing. But then also, you know, if I say, I literally can't do that right now or ever. Yeah. And then someone says, well, yes, you can go do it. What are you waiting for? Why don't you go start this thing? Why? And I'm saying, because I'm telling you I can't right now. Like, there's a million other reasons that I don't want to get into. I can't. And if they're telling me, yes, you can, I'm going to be like, well, screw you. I'm telling you I can't.
Well, yeah.
But you have to know the person. You have to know the whole scenario. Because some people say they can't.
That's a hard line even for me. And I can be pretty rigid on those where you just go, yeah, no, it's not going to happen. But what if that person's stuck in that scenario? Aren't you just doing the same thing in reverse? Like, You know.
Well, that's fair. I didn't even think about that. Well, and I just, what I heard when you said I'm pretty rigid and I don't do that. I heard, like, you're not a burn bridges. Like, I refuse to associate as, like, a burn bridge kind of thing to me. You're like, I'll salt a field till the cows come home. Like, never coming back there. We're not going here.
We're not talking about this anymore, but there's certainly other parts of that relationship that would be just fine. And that's for me, it's a bit of a hard line in my book, because I think you're going to be, you know, you're going to be pretty lonely, because most people are going to have...
People do like to tell people what to do and how to be and how to live. And on some level, I do think that's part of just human interaction and engagement. Yeah. I mean, that's connection, is to learn. I mean, in some ways, that's how we learn about each other. But actually really like... I just like some of the points in here, because I've never thought about it in that way. Telling someone they can do something doesn't take into account someone's personal awareness of themselves. Well, I would say, well, then you're not fully communicating, because I do feel like I would want to engage more and know more. Because if they're really not taking my who I am and how I feel about myself into consideration before they give me advice or tell me what to do, then I'd be like, well, you don't even know me well enough. So then I just brush it off my shoulder.
The difference for this for me is I could see that being on an individual basis.
Yeah.
There are certain people that just, we're just never.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
Again. But.
As a whole.
As a whole, there's a lot of good points there, and I don't necessarily think they're wrong. I would phrase them differently according to my own vernacular, but.
Yeah, I feel like just, I would say it depends.
Yeah.
But it depends. But I've never, well, I shouldn't say never, because I probably have, but I haven't thought a lot. I think about, like, don't tell me I can't, because it drives me to do.
Yeah.
Right? And it lights a fire under me. But also, if you tell me I can and I don't, for me, what that brings in is guilt and shame. Like, if I know I'm in a spot where I can't do something, and I get there are people who have patterns of, like, they say they can't, but they really can. They just need someone to believe in them. Like, I get where that comes from. But I think that's a very specific person.
Yeah. Well,
and I think, but like for someone like me, who, like, I've grown into my confidence. I know my limitations, and I know when I'm stuck and hesitating out of fear versus I can catch myself in that. Sometimes I need somebody to call me on that bullshit. Like, I need somebody to say, hey, I know you say you can't right now, but I'm telling you, like, let's talk about that, because you might be able to go further than you're thinking you can right now because of where you're at in life right now.
Yeah.
But that's a different, that's like holding space for me versus like demanding that I can and pushing me to do so.
This on an individual basis, I'd be like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, 100%.
On
a global basis, it feels a little rigid. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I would go.
It was like, need more information.
Yeah.
If it's a blanket statement, for me, that feels a little bit... Well, because here's my thing. You know, this person is self-aware, but not everyone is. And so it's like, as a self-aware person to another self-aware person, yes. I'm all in on what you just said. But on someone who's self-aware and someone who is going through life, I'm just going to use the word numb. Maybe that's a terrible descriptor. But like going through life numb and not really being super exploratory or even really looking at who they are, but just sort of tucking into whatever, wherever they've landed without a lot of discernment or self-awareness, then I would say, well, a person like that needs someone that can not tell them they can or can't, but invite them to play. Invite them to show up. Invite them to, I don't know, does that make sense?
Well, and I'm kind of, you know, you kind of go back in your own past when you read things like this. And I think of the amount of challenges I wouldn't have taken if I adopted that as a whole. That's why I say on an individual basis, yes. As a whole, my life would look very, very different. Because there's a lot of growth that can come from dealing with people like that.
Sure. Well,
and
they're
so
definitely, yeah.
Do you want to lose that? But it depends, you know, that's again, that's why that's an individual thing for me.
So I need to open it up again and read it. Because the permanent, what words did they use? The permanent limits. I don't know why I have a, I mean, I guess I can see where there are permanent limits, right? Like, I mean, there's just some things people can't do.
I've accepted the fact that I'm not going to play in the NFL.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
For sure. There's you know. Yeah.
The thing I fear is I know people in my life, and this is it. I have people in my life who are claiming things as permanent limits that I don't believe would have to be, but I also don't believe I'm the one who's supposed to crack open that door and right. and force them to see that. Because well, I don't think that that's how it works. And if that's where they're coming from, and I yes, 100%.
With you saying this person is self-aware, that's completely different.
Yeah.
You know, if you've, you know, if you're aware of yourself and your limitations and your strengths and your weaknesses and all that, that's a different statement than what I would say to somebody who's starting.
Right.
It's a yes. much different, that's why I say it's, that's an individual, I don't disagree.
But so
with
then
you.
My question.
There's a lot of scenarios where I'm like, absolutely.
100%,
and
yes.
And a lot where I go, I don't know. You know.
Yeah, but then that's where I wonder, like, if you read this and if we're just going to pick it all apart, like you said, is that, is this doing the same thing to the person who doesn't have the self-awareness to understand that saying you can or you can't is a problem?
Yeah.
Because some people show up in the world, that's the only thing they've ever known is somebody telling you can do this, you can't do that, and they just say, okay. Yeah. You know, and if that's where they're coming from, then does that make them a malicious? I mean, it not that it, well, and you and I have these discussions all the time, right? Like, does that make them dismissive and disrespectful? And ultimately, like, if that's how it feels, that's what it is.
To
but
you,
to you, right? And, right? But I mean, like, so
doesn't
we go back and forth.
Doesn't mean it comes from there.
Doesn't mean it comes from there. And right. that's where you and I go back and forth. Because I have people, have had people in my life where it's like manipulative, yes, not associating with them anymore because it's coming from a malicious place
right.
and manipulative. Yes. Giving them another chance because it's not coming from a malicious place. And your term is always, it's still malicious or it's still manipulative.
It's
so
still
what difference
there.
Does it make? And the end
yeah.
result is still the same. And so that's where I'm going when, as I'm thinking about this now, I'm like, well, if it's dismissive and disrespectful, which it is, you know, in that context, then
for
does
sure.
it change anything?
For sure. But that's where I go back to that first statement of I refuse to associate with, where I go, well, you're not going to have very many friends.
Well, and then, like you
know
said,
I mean?
You don't, you miss opportunities
yeah.
to see their perspective. And
maybe
and to
that person's
see...
having a bad month.
Yeah, sure.
And they're just, you know, and sometimes you're going to have friends and family that they're in it. And you might just be taking a few shots for the team.
Yeah.
And because you know they're in it.
Right.
And so, you know, that's where I go on an individual. Yeah, there's a lot there I agree with. As a whole, that would not be something I would say.
Well, and I'm wondering a little bit if this isn't, you know, I see a lot of things right now in my social media because I'm in the coaching world, right? So I see, and just in the yogi world, the coaching world and all this, I do see a lot of be aware, stand in your power, you can do anything, don't let them take you down, you know, all these kind of things, which maybe isn't the same thing. But if your feed and if the universal, you know, message is you can do anything you put your mind to, and
yeah,
you know, I'm just saying,
yeah.
like, so if that person's feed is filled with that, or if that person's world
yeah.
is filled with that kind of people, I can see where it would maybe have to be a more rigid, like, hang on, I just need to step away from this type of person because it's not healthy for me. And I just keep hearing, like, I just keep thinking about, like, for me, if you tell me I can do something that I'm really struggling with right now and I'm trying but I can't, I'm 100% going to go to guilt and shame and beat myself up because I can't do this thing that somebody believed in me for.
Yeah.
Like, because that's, I mean, that's still something I work on
right,
on
right.
a regular basis. But that's my story. So I can see the point of that, but
no,
also it's
yeah.
it's messy. I get it, but I think there's a but or if then I think there's a but and you know it would depend on the situation. But I also think I think most people don't think of it that way, which is perhaps why I could see maybe feeling sort of flooded with
well,
that message and then just being tired of it.
I think there is a lot where. I think everybody has strengths and weaknesses.
Without a doubt.
And it's going to take you, you know, I'm never going to be in the NFL. I've accepted that. You know, I accepted that when I was about sixth grade.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's just, so, and there are people out there that think, well, you could do anything if you just put your mind to it. It's like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
You know, I do believe, you know, I'll just never believe that. You know, there are strengths that people have. And I think if you get outside of those strengths and you want to work on something else, great. But there is a limit.
Yeah.
You know, if you're, you know, athletics is easy because it's a genetic freak people. But so is intelligence.
You right.
know, there are people who are not mechanically inclined.
Bingo, just I'm one.
Have none of it. And there's others that can look at something and tear it apart and figure out how it works.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to spell.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm dyslexic. It's just never going to happen.
Yeah.
So if I want to go down that road, I'm going to have a lot harder fight.
Right. To write. If you decide you're going to be an editor.
Or an editor. Right. Yeah. I mean, there's just things you go, you know, maybe you just shouldn't do that. Oh, no, you could do anything. Yeah, that's dismissive. I get that. There is, you know, there is lines there. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that I really agree with, you know.
Yeah.
And is it malicious or disrespectful? Sure, you know.
Well, it's definitely not taking the time to get to know someone.
Yeah.
It's definitely not taking the time. Or even just, so many people don't ask, how are you today? Yeah. You know, what are you capable of? Do you have the capacity to hold, I want to verbally yeah. vomit a whole bunch of stuff at you. Do you have the capacity for this? We don't as a culture... I don't find that we check in with people very much. I mean, in my world more and more now, but it's because I've actively, you know, changed how I show up in the world and found the people. Yeah. You said something about strengths, and I think strengths and weaknesses, and I think that's one of the key pieces to what the work we do in Healthy Boundaries. I think you talked about being a chef and a baker last time, and you can't turn a baker into a chef. This particular person talks about pinball. Some people are flippers and some people are pinballs, and you can't change a flipper into pinball and vice versa.
Sure.
And it's like, it's like when we do healthy boundaries, one of the first things we do in our conversations is to find their strengths and to understand where they're coming from and how they show up in the world. And like, where's that comfortable spot, which healthy boundaries are never comfortable, but you got to find their comfort zone before you ask them to step out of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a dance that you do really beautifully. And it feels like that's what's missing in this, thing is that there's not that dance of compassion and like witnessing or observing or even inquiring and creating that clear communication first to understand like, no, like you don't get it. Like I know me pretty well and that's a hard no for me. And if you're going to try and force me to do something else, well, 100%, I would just be like, yeah, that's it. I'm out. So I get that I refuse to associate because I wouldn't then. I would just be like, I'm out.
Yeah, that's what I say is, you know, in certain scenarios, you're like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, but I can also think of a lot the other way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, not bad. And a lot of it is just, you know, vernacular here. Is, you know, what does he think from this versus...
Yeah.
Which in-person conversation would change this quite a bit.
100%. You know? Yeah, it would change it a lot. But I really appreciated that question and that perspective because I haven't thought of the flip side of it. And it really has me thinking a lot about I want to be more mindful and pay more attention to my feed these days. And even how I word things in how I show up with people, even just as a coach or as a friend for that matter. Because sometimes I think, you know, we want things for people that we care about so badly, but we don't take the time to be like, but hang on, where are you today?
Yeah.
Where are you at today? What do you need today? How can I support you today? You know, or do you even need anything today? Should I just like, do you just need some space and I'll just walk away? Which to me, when I ask how I can support you, that is a valid answer.
Yeah.
I need you to get the hell away from me today because I just need to be alone. And that is a valid answer for support, you know? But I think that question really has me thinking about how other people show up. Again, expectations, you know, communication, and also just an awareness of, well, I guess for me, I'm thinking about rigidity right now. Like, do I have a reason for that boundary? Or is it a blanket, no one gets a choice? And then is that a fair boundary? I mean, it is because it's mine.
I tend to, you know, you have a different relationship with every person in your life. And I don't view a lot of boundaries. I think the clarity, where the boundary comes from, is the same amongst all. But the boundary itself can be very different with very different people. You know, everybody's got to
dance.
I think that's
a really good point. Because I think what I'm struggling with this, and I think it's the same thing you're struggling, is this is so talking externally.
Yeah.
On some level, just with a blanket statement.
Yeah.
And I think you're right in that if it's an internal boundary.
That's where I always go with the boundary. The boundary is on me.
Right.
How I deliver it is different between people.
Yeah.
Is the boundary is always on yourself. What am I willing to accept? And so it sounds like he's got clarity there. And I could see getting to that very easily with a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure.
But not as a boundary, as far as, you know.
A boundary on an individual basis. In other words, for me,
I don't look at boundaries as this statement is the boundary.
No.
I look at the boundary as it is a boundary on myself. I've got the clarity of what I want in X, Y, Z, whatever it is. How that's delivered is much different between people because every relationship has a dance. And we talked about that a little bit last mm-hmm. week where you're going to have to change how you deliver it.
Right.
Well, you don't have to.
You don't.
But, you know, people are going to react differently. So it depends. You know, there's a lot of them where the answer is, you know, fuck off.
Right.
You know.
You're so okay with that.
So that's what that seems to be.
Well, to
me.
Be fair, it's yeah, when you say it off. That way, that's, so
that's
the same
where I
thing.
Go, yeah, no, I've delivered a lot of those. That's, you know. Use more words than I did, but it works.
Right. Well, and he actually does clarify, like, I refuse to associate with people who only believe in me. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's clear. And that's maybe, I mean, I think the way it's worded for me was it felt like it didn't have a lot of, like, I just had more questions about, like, the relationships, right? Yeah. Like, are these actual relationships? Are these just somebody off the street says, I believe in you? Because I'm like, well, is that really that they only believe in you? I'm guessing that same person on the street that you don't know is also going to be more than happy to shoot you down. You know what I mean? To, like, crush your goals kind of a thing in a bad way. But maybe not. Yeah. I think a lot of people...
That one's hard, not in person.
It is hard not in person, but I do think a lot of people in this space do a whole lot of you can do anything you put your mind to. You just it's mindset, right? Like a lot of mindset is like, no, you just got to shift your perspective and be, you know, think you can and you can. I think I can and everything will turn out and that's just not how it works. You got your vision board. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I actually, the more I dig into that question, the more I secretly, not even secretly, I'm openly loving it.
Yeah, no.
Because I think that's fair. And honestly, to me, that the dismissive and disrespectful thing is true. Because if somebody is just telling me, I'm like, don't blow smoke up my ass. I don't need that. I don't need the cheerleader in the corner rah-rahing me on. I need the person who's going to, like, hold me accountable, call me on my bullshit, let me know, you know, when they're seeing me, like, hey, maybe you need 3 more steps before you even try that thing that you're thinking you're going to do tomorrow.
That's where I think that one is an individual one.
Yeah.
There are moments where I go, I'd be so much different if that person
Say that thing to me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I think those people who are willing to believe in you in the hardest moments are amazing. But I think those same people that are willing to believe in you in the hardest moments are also willing to go, hey, that's probably a limitation.
Yeah.
You know, and you should maybe not try that thing. Although this particular one actually makes it pretty clear that they know who they are.
Yeah.
They know their limitations and nobody else gets to tell them otherwise. And I say, rock on.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not wrong. That's amazing. More people should do that.
Yeah. That's what I mean is when you said this is from someone who's self-aware, it does change that a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Because I can think of people who are less aware or maybe not even aware at all as far as my perception goes. And they would be the first ones to say, I can't.
Yeah.
When I've watched them do it a week before, it just looked differently and they don't see it as the same thing.
Right.
You know, where you're just like, oh, really? Because I thought, didn't you just like do that thing?
Yeah.
So, I think that was a fun one for me because I never thought about that flip side of it, really.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Anything else you have to say?
I believe in you.
I believe in you. I believe in you too. Nice blanket statement to just brush me off at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, I just really
it's beautiful. Was that a big fuck off and I missed it?
You know, it's your perception. It's up to you.
Okay. Oh, and in case y'all don't know, Healthy Boundaries Guy is also my partner. So we have a lot of fun dancing this dance, and I'm glad I'm dancing it with you.
Yeah. Me too.
I mean that sincerely, even though I sounded super cheesy when I said it.
Super sincere.
It's a good dance to dance. All right. Let's see. That's a wrap for this week. You can find us at jaidewellness.com, J-A-I-D-E-E, wellness.com. All the social media channels, well, not all, I should say Instagram and Facebook, and then Michelle Albers as well, A-A-L-B-E-R-S. And if you have any healthy boundary stuff that you want us to continue talking about on this podcast, shoot us an email, a text, a direct message. We're going to do some more of these. I feel like they're coming our way because I know that Andrew is on hiatus for a little while now. So if it helps, we're happy to unpack it. That's it for today. Bye. Be you every day.